We'll be back next week. Next week. What the fuck is that?
The birds in Australia.
Oh, the birds in Australia. So we'll be back next week. Adam, anything you want to add to that? Well played. I just realized.
Okay, I'm leaving the video. Bye, video people. Ending stream.
I just realized I didn't record the Zoom.
Well, we have a two shot.
Did I use the Zoom audio last time? No, I didn't. Okay, I'm only using Zoom for TikTok. That's fine.
Oh.
All right, I have to tinkle, and then I want to talk about this Tauntytown arrest.
Okay.
Because I have some things to say about this Tauntytown arrest. Also, I watched Avatar, The Way of Water, and I have some thoughts about it. And yeah, we'll talk about paella. So I'll be right back.
Okay. Okay. Oh, you guys, I've probably mentioned this before, but I don't know if the 40s do this to you, but I sit down on the couch after work and I just fall asleep, and I wake up and I didn't even realize I was asleep. And I was like, why? Because work is tiring me out. I mean, I don't know. Anyway, that's what's been happening to me recently. And then Mark, I'll wake up and look over and he'll be like, yep, you were asleep again. Although today, it happened today, and I'm trying to think, because I finished work. I recorded my show. I did something else. I think I adjusted the chemicals in the hot tub or something like that. And then I sat down. He was going to work out, because I'm working out in the morning now, and he was going to work out. He still works out after work. And I sat down and put on something on YouTube because I was going to start cooking in about half an hour. And I couldn't tell you what was in that YouTube video, episode, whatever. Then I woke up, but he didn't see me because he was working out. He was in the gym. So we have a pretty full chat room tonight, actually.
We
do. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
I feel like
7 people in the chat room.
Episode of Sesame Street where we're just counting.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Well, I mean, it was just 7, so I stopped at 7.
Good night, Archer. All right, so let's talk about this Tauntytown arrest, which Scott from Northern California already screwed up. But here's what happened, if I understand this correctly. So a gentleman, I saw it on TikTok, a gentleman was arrested in his home in Tauntytown, Arizona, for...
Not Arizona. If it was Arizona,
oh, I'm sorry,
it was
Arkansas. And he was arrested for piercing his son's ear. And they were charging him with... involuntary butchering or something of a... Of
why?
A,
I mean, who... How, right, first me, of all, how did right, they know?
So now I'm going to tell you. So okay. What happened is that this guy pierced his son's ear. His son is a teenager. But his son was overheard at school by the resource officer saying that his ear hurt because his dad held him down and pierced it the night before, and he didn't want him to, but he just held him down and pierced it. So this school resource officer, who has nothing better to do, called that in to the cops, and the TikTok video that I was watching was recorded by the son. Like, the son is on the video basically like, well, I wanted my ear pierced. He's like, what the fuck? And it took five cops to drag this one guy out of his house and the cops, with their bullshit little fucking cop attitude, you know, it's like, they wouldn't tell them what they were there for. They were just like, you need to come with us. You need to come. And he's like, well, can you tell me what's going on? Can you tell? And the wife is like asking, he's like, can you tell me what's going on? What is, he's like, you just need to come with us. And he's like,
I wonder if one of them was that one that pulled me over and gave me that BS about me speeding when I clearly was not speeding?
I don't know. You could go and look.
I mean, it could have been because...
But that's what it was. It was a fucking school resource officer. And it's like, I was listening to one of those, you know, gun debates the other day where they were talking about guns in schools and stuff. And someone pointed out the fact that school resource officers got put in place as a result of, you know, in school violence and whatever. And not one single incidence of school violence has been, you know, avoided since they've been added to no school shooting.
Well, there's no way to know that.
Like, no, I'm just saying, even in the school shootings where the school resources officers were there, they were hiding. They weren't doing it. They weren't protecting anybody. They weren't doing anything. It's like they've not decreased the amount of crime or shootings in schools. It's like, why are we paying for them to be there? It's like this whole bullshit good guy with a gun argument that we have. All right, that was it. I did Taunty Town arrest. Thank you,
my
Scott,
tax dollars. Country. Go to those schools and they're hiring losers.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Nancy Reagan's war on drugs. Mm-hmm. How'd that work out?
As my mom would say, you know, honey, all those people in California are just probably laying around on sidewalks, shooting up.
Probably. It's because of Biden. Probably because of Biden. We're off video, right? We're not on video anymore.
Yeah. We're off.
I don't have to worry about where I look. Okay. I watched Avatar because it finally came out on digital. Did you watch Avatar: Way of Water?
We did. Yeah, we did.
I have thoughts, and I'm curious if my thoughts line up to your thoughts. But first, before we get there,
I feel like I'm going to be shamed because I feel like I'm not going to remember this episode that you're talking about.
But then let's talk about something more recently in your memory, because you have now finished Picard. You said,
"Oh my god, I loved." I loved the ending.
The ending was the greatest ending in the history of endings.
Well, I mean, I don't know about that, but it was so good. Like, well, I think it was just because nostalgia. I mean, I'm a sucker for nostalgia. Something could suck, but if it brings back, you know, and I thought, now everyone who's watched that I've talked to has said it was very good. So maybe I'm right, but I'm just saying yes. Anyway, I enjoyed it. Go ahead.
I had a few issues with it, but I overall enjoyed it. I enjoyed Picard season 3.
I'm not one. You tend to be one who picks things apart. Like, oh, this story doesn't make sense.
Yes, I do like my stories to make sense.
I just go for the ride. Yeah. Like, I just go for the ride. Now, I was watching a TV show today, the one that you hate so much I recommended. So help me, Todd. That you can't understand how Mark and I even watched that. So help and me. I'm not saying, by the way, the main guy is wearing a hairpiece. I am 100% sure.
100%.
But I normally go with the flow and you do something with disbelief, you suspend disbelief. That's what it is. I just do that.
Adam, do you know what you just said? Go with the flow. Do you know what that is?
No.
That's a song from Finding Nemo, the musical, the big blue and beyond. Go with the flow.
Great. But there was this story, suspend your level of disbelief. Thank you, Auntie Scott. There was the episode that Mark and I watched.
Yes.
They had this lady come in and threaten to bomb the building or whatever. Yeah. There was a guy controlling it apparently. And he comes in at one point towards the end of the episode, comes into the room. Yeah. And I'm like, this is the most stupid thing. Someone who wants to kill everyone because he wants to inherit these millions of dollars wouldn't come in the same room with the, but like, anyway, it made no sense.
None.
And it kind of took me out of it a little bit because I also watch on CBS.
Now you know how I feel all the time.
FBI.
Oh, good God.
And so I know a thing or two about police work and
right,
bombs.
Yeah. As someone who watches the scripted television
show was so off compared to how FBI portrays it, you know? So anyway, it took me. So yeah, I mean, I normally go with the flow, but I am occasionally pulled out.
Go with the flow.
But you were going to say, Avatar reminds you of a certain episode of Star Trek.
No. I wanted to get, we're not done with
Picard. Did you enjoy
it? We're not done with Picard. Hold on. We're not done with Picard.
Oh, okay.
I enjoyed the ending of Picard for the most part. I felt like, you know, what was the name of the final episode of Star Trek Next Generation?
Oh, I don't know the name of episodes.
The final episode was called All Good Things. And it was the one where Picard was bouncing through time and had to figure out a mystery in three different time frames. And it turned out that it was Q that was doing the whole thing and that humanity was still on trial and blah, blah, blah. The trial never ended, Picard. Anyway, I felt like that was the best ending of a television show ever. Like that was such a strong episode and such a good way to end this season, you know, this Star Trek Next Generation. It was a great series. It was great, great. Then they went and fucked it up with movies after the ending. Like a couple of the movies in Next Generation were filmed while they were still filming the show, right? But then when they got to Nemesis, which is the last Star Trek Next Generation movie they ever made, it was just a horrible, it was a god awful, stupid, horrible movie. It was stupid and it was horrible. So the only reason that we had to have a new ending to Next Generation was because they had fucked it up so badly in Nemesis. Like the last time we ever saw them was in this wholly unsatisfactory movie where Data died and, you know, people just did a bunch of stupid things. So
I feel like I've said this and Auntie Scott has heard it before and he also listens to my show, but I do want to say Star Trek is so nostalgic for me because Sunday nights at 10 o'clock, my dad would let me stay up late and we would watch Star Trek together. Yes. That is the reason. Anyway, keep going. Continue.
Anyway, I enjoyed season 3, but season 2 of Picard was trash, like absolute trash. I enjoyed season 1 of Picard, actually, and I was fine with season 1. Season 2
I enjoyed season 1.
Was horrible. It was stupid and horrible and awful. Season 3, I really liked, although there were some things in it that annoyed me.
Yeah, it's I would agree. Season 2 was the low point of the three seasons. Yes. And I think I enjoyed season 1 and I think season 3 was the best. Now,
okay.
Do you want to see a Star Trek Legacy after seeing Picard 3?
What is Legacy? That's the new series that they're pitching.
No. So maybe you don't. My Android phone gives me all these Star Trek articles all the time.
Yeah.
So apparently, a lot of people, because Picard 3 is the last.
Yeah, Picard is now done. Yes.
And people are crying out. There's even like a, there's even one of those online petition. Yeah. Where they've gotten over 20,000 signatures. Paramount had no intention of any show continuing the story in Picard 3, but there had been talks that the director or whoever had wanted to do something he was going to call Star Trek Legacy that would carry on those young characters, with Seven of Nine as captain and, you know, of the Enterprise, et cetera, and kind of continue that.
By the way, it really bothered me that they called her Captain Seven because I'm like, shouldn't it be Captain Nine?
I was wondering what they would choose because, I get it. So anyway.
Captain Adam, as opposed to saying Captain Burns, right?
But like, Captain Seven has a better ring to it for some reason. Like, I don't know why, but Seven versus Nine, maybe it's two syllables.
Captain Nine sounds great because it sounds like Captain Bly. Captain Nine.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, this time. So let me talk about Avatar. All right. Were you done with your point? Legacy is the new, would I like to see a new show with
Seven of Nine timeline with those with Seven of Nine,
Raffi and Jack Crusher? Yeah, I would. Yeah, that would be great.
So there.
I like all the Star Trek that I've seen so far. So it's like I like Discovery, which I'm sad that this year is the final season of Discovery. I've liked Discovery the entire time. I like Prodigy. I've watched Star Trek Prodigy, which they split up over, is one season, but it's split up over two different times. But Lower Decks, I love. Strange New Worlds, I love. Yeah, I like all the new Treks.
I think Lower Decks just got renewed.
Yeah,
for like a fifth season. But yeah, I. What's your favorite? Because I think Strange New Worlds is my favorite of the, you know, kind of the shows. I think season three of Picard is probably my favorite season out of all of them, but mainly because of nostalgia.
You know. All right, Auntie Scott in the chat room says that 7 of 9 means you are 7. 7 of 9 would, the analogy here is that 7 would be her first name and 9 would be her last name. Like I would be Daniel of the Brewers, right? And Adam would be Adam of the Burns, right? So, it's just her identification of this other identification. So I feel like it should be Captain
Resistance
Nine.
Is futile.
I feel like it should be Captain Nine, not Captain Seven.
You will be assimilated.
Because they call him Captain Kirk, not Captain Tiberius or James. Captain James. Anyway, let me talk about Avatar here for a moment.
Do you hear this?
Yes.
I mean, what do I sound like?
You sound like a fucking robot.
So, it's like, we are Borg.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's, yeah.
Yes. What do you mean? That is not me talking out of my ass, Auntie Scott. 7 of 9 mean, anyway. Tertiary.
7 of 9 actually means she's the 7th of 9.
Of the 9. Of the 9. She's 7th. Yes. That means that's her last name is the 9, right? So it's like there would be 1 of 9, 2 of 9, 3 of 9, 4 of 9, 5 of 9, 6 of 9, 7 of 9, 8 of 9, 10 of 9. No, not 10 of 9. That would be ridiculous. Anyway, let's move on to Avatar. Speaking of smelling ass, Auntie Scott, Avatar, The Way of Water is 3 hours and some fucking number of minutes long, like 15 something.
But it's very enjoyable to look at.
The scene, it's very and beautiful. A half.
It's a very beautiful movie.
Hours long. And
it's almost as if someone makes someone stand in a Disney park for 12 hours.
And the story in Avatar, Way of Water, is about 40 minutes. So there is so much bullshit filler in that movie. It drags. It's what? Why did you make a 3.5 hour fucking movie?
Daniel, it's spectacle. It's
you
spectacle.
Could have, none of those things existed. Everything in that movie, other very few, very little of that
that's what's amazing about it. You know, none of that stuff existed. Somebody in Blender.
Okay, but then
went
I don't.
And created all
you don't
that
need
stuff.
To do it for 3 hours. Literally, they talked about how to breathe for like 15 minutes. Breathe, breathe slowly. Breathe, breathe. No, I need you to breathe. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out.
Well, they were
out.
Showing beautiful ocean scenes with fish swimming by and like
they
all
weren't
that kind
fish.
Of
they were digital or, bloogity blobs.
Are you opposed to digital effects?
I'm not. I'm just saying that there is. Why do you torture me for 3.5 hours?
Back in my day.
Then give me more story. If you're going to give me a 3.5 hour movie, then give me 3.5 hours of story because this was so weak. And it was Zach swears that it's basically the first movie again. It's just the first movie done over again. And here's my questions. After watching Avatar. For those of you who don't know, Avatar Way of Water, if you've not seen it and you don't want to be spoiled, then stop listening. But here's the thing. Avatar Way of Water, the sky people, aka the humans, are coming down to the planet to farm whales. They're farming whales. Because
no, it's not whales. Is it whale? No.
They're whales because those whales have in their brain some kind of gland that has a chemical in it that stops human aging. And it makes so much money on Earth that just by them killing these whales, that's what pays for all of the space travel, all of the settlements, everything. That these whales are the most.
Can I just say though, in season one, I don't think it was whales.
I thought they talked about drilling. Here's my question: in season one, it was no. Unobtainium is this miracle, ore that's on this planet, and that makes money to pay for everything here. It's like, so what happened? They just stopped with the unobtainium. They're no longer drilling the unobtainium because they found this other thing that's more, you know, more expensive. They're no longer drilling the unobtainium. So that's question number one.
I never even thought about that until you just said it.
Number two is, They go through great pains to tell you that these whales are really hard to kill. Like, these whales are fucking tough. Like, they're smart. They've got armor. They're not easy to kill. They have this whole system devised to kill these whales, right? This whole system of explosive harpoons and air bubbles and submarines chasing them in one place and boats like chasing them from the other direction. Like, this whole surround and conquer with these sonic guns and everything that you know, that they can force the whales to not dive by these sonic charges and whatever. And so it's really involved to kill these things. So here's my question, Adam. How did they know there was a gland in the brain of these whales that would stop human aging? Like, how did they discover? Because they'd only been on the planet for a year. So how did they discover?
Maybe one died of old age and it washed up on the beach.
And they just decided, and drink this. Here, drink this, like, and tell me what it's going to do. So someone drank it and they didn't age. Well, like, they've only been there for a year or two. So how would they know?
Well, but maybe they found out a long time ago. Like, maybe they've only been there a year, but there were people there drilling in Avatar 1. That was eight or 10 years ago.
Yeah. That was more than 8 or 10 years. That was like 15 years ago. Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, maybe they knew about it when they arrived and then people came back.
All I'm saying,
you know, or whatever.
This is my hypothesis.
But how did anybody learn that anything did anything? How did people learn that the excretions out of a beaver's asshole taste like vanilla?
Because at some point,
how did anybody? So I'm saying, you know, like, so that's how they learn the whale thing. They're like, beavers taste like vanilla. Wonder what this whale brain tastes like.
Yeah, all right, beavers are easy to kill. Like, we can figure that out, right? It's like, all I'm saying is that in the time that they had, and the fact that these whales are A, ancient, and B, hard as fuck to kill, how did they ever stumble across knowing that there's a gland in their brain that, because they kill these whales and all they do is go in and take out this big thing of liquid and then they leave the rest of it in the ocean. It's like, yeah, we don't need the meat or the bones or any of that shit. No, we killed this 75 ton whale just for this, like, you know, 2 ounces of this liquid.
Yeah.
And so James Cameron cannot be allowed to continue to just waste people's time.
He's going
to
do about five of these. I mean, this is going to be his career until he dies, because it takes so long to bring out a new one. But maybe they're going to use a quantum computer to render all the stuff for the next one. So maybe it'll be faster.
I'm just saying, Avatar, Way of Water.
Stupid. But again, you just put too much thought into movies. Stupid. You analyze too much.
Stupid.
You just need to be there for the ride. Just enjoy the ride of the movie.
Here's the thing.
You don't have to pick apart every little story detail and all that.
Here's the thing. When I watched the first Avatar, I loved that movie. I thought that movie was great. It's like, that feeds right into, you know, fantasy there of, I would love to be able to, you know, instantly transport to another world. And the way I would do that is by controlling, you know, like a remote being, because there's no way for me to travel that fast, that far, right? So it's like remote presence or whatever. Oh, that would be cool.
It's kind of like when people used to put iPads on these little Roombas or whatever, and then people would like telecommute to work and their
right. I think it'd be great. And it's like, so I loved the first Avatar. I thought it was great. But then it's all just like, now it's, I don't know where they're going with it. It's stupid. And I get that he's trying to do all the elements now. Like, we've done the water people. We did the forest people. So now we're going to do the air people and the, I don't know, the fire people, I guess. I don't know. It's.
Oh, is it Earth, Wind, and Fire? Is that what he's doing?
And they're all coming out in September. It's Adam.
Do you remember?
23rd of December? Oh, it's September?
Is it 23rd? Do you remember
Spotify?
What's it called?
It's called
are
September.
Are you pulling it up on Spotify?
Yeah, it's called September.
Do we are we licensed for that or something on Anchor? And then don't they allow
we're
us to?
We're
use
no longer.
Music
or, oh yeah, we could, but it would only be played on.
Oh, that's true.
You could only play it on Spotify. Yeah, September. Why did Lurker Rick just post his wordles in the?
The trumpets are so good in this.
21st.
Yeah,
21st of.
Yeah.
21st of. Of. September.
September. He sounded kind of gay. Was that singer gay?
That is one of the songs that you can get in Guardians of the Galaxy, and I've never gotten it, and I so want to get that because that's supposed to be the best one. Because what did we get? We got... Call Me? Did you get Call Me?
I don't know what we got. I don't know names of songs. And I know we didn't get one that you wanted, though, because you were pissed about it.
I wasn't pissed, but I was disappointed. Yes, Auntie Scott, Unobtainium, as in you can't obtain it. Yes, that was the brilliant name that they came up with the element name in Avatar, Unobtainium. And they never mentioned it in this next film. So, also, how did they build like maglev trains and entire cities in a year? Like in a year.
I mean, it's the future, Daniel. We're going to probably, they have big 3D printers and they just poop out buildings like once a week.
Poop out buildings.
Yeah.
Just poop them out. That's what they do.
They're printing them with unobtainium. So now they've moved on to whatever that stuff is in the whale brain.
They gave it a name, but it wasn't dumb.
Oh, so yeah. Again, you won't bring up something that's not negative when we're doing the show because it's not as funny. See, my point exactly. I'm not going to be like, oh yeah, it was a great time. I got to bring, you know. You okay?
I am.
Okay.
I just got this. We are so excited to have you on the Autism Speaks team for the 2024 Walt Disney World Marathon Weekend. See, just as important as your marathon goal, we have a team goal of $130,000 to support Autism Speaks. Blah, blah, blah. Here are some tools to help you start with your fundraising and blah, 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 blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, there's going to be a virtual team meet. We get our own shirts. We get our special shirts that say that we're running for Autism Speaks when we do this race.
I'm speaking in some conference at work and I'm getting a conference shirt. So
yeah, I'll be hitting you up before December for a donation.
Well, what I can do is just donate to both of you.
You could. But
and I could just, whatever I thought I was going to give, I could just half it. And
no,
give,
you know, no, 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 no,
well,
no.
I'm not made of money.
Aren't you, though?
You know what Scotty said on Twitter? Let me just read what Scotty said on Twitter.
Why are you still on Twitter? Good God.
I'm going to try this blue sky thing that Molly Wood is recommending. He says,
blue sky.
If that was my weekly, so there was already a conversation going on, which I'm not going to read the whole thing. So just everyone know we're mid thread here.
Mid thread.
If that was my weekly pay, I'd be earning half what Adam does and I'd be set for life. And it's $1,097. So I assume what he's saying is that he's saying his weekly pay.
Yes.
1,097. So he's saying he assumes I make $8,000 a month.
Wait, 1,087.
Yeah.
A week.
1,097 a week and times four is 4,000.
4,388.
Yeah. So he's saying it would be half what Adam earns.
So times.
So he thinks I earn $8,000 a month.
$8,776 a month. Well, a month. Well, no, every 2 weeks.
No, it would be $4,000 every 2 weeks. It's
no, actually, let's go back to it. So he all right.
He says, I got
Stop. We can figure this out. $1,097 a week, right? There are 52 weeks in a year. So let's multiply 1,097. Was it 97 or 94?
97, but wait, what's a fortnight? He says he makes 1,097 a fortnight.
Oh, every 2 weeks, so 26. So 1,097 times 26, so $28,522.
A year.
Times two is $57,044.
That can't be right. He makes $1,000 every 2 weeks?
Yeah, you said a week earlier.
This is what his tweet says.
Okay, let's listen to what his tweet says.
If that was my weekly pay,
if what was his
I'd be pay? Earning it's up in the other message.
Oh.
$1,665. I hope it's after deductions, income tax, retirement, money, and health care, and you get paid weekly. And he says, yes, not applicable. And no. I think he's saying no, I don't get paid weekly. If that was my weekly pay, I'd be earning half what Adam Burns does, or what Adam does. I'd be earning $1,097 a fortnight.
Every 2 weeks.
But that can't be.
But is that his take home?
He's an attorney or something, isn't he?
I don't know what he is.
Anyway, he thinks I make double what he makes. I think it's $1,097 a week. Surely. It's got to be $1,097 a week.
Don't call me Shirley. ADP. Let me see. I don't know what my. I don't know what my take home is. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know what I make. I don't know what my take home is.
Well, and a lot of it goes into the 401k, but that counts. I mean, just because you don't see it in your bank account.
No, but he's talking about, you know, in his bank account every fortnight. Like, he gets this in his bank account every 2 weeks. So he gets.
Well,
that's how I would read it, is that he's getting $1,097 after.
Okay. Okay.
Let's see. Where are my pay stubs? Pay stubs.
Anyway, wasn't there a show that their production company thing? You know how all shows at the end have like, I made this bad robot or whatever. I don't know what that's called. I'm sure there's a name for it, but it's like the marketing for the production company or like whoever made the show.
Yeah.
What was I saying?
I don't know. You were talking about something.
Yeah, I don't. Anyway, it must have not been important. I was talking about anyway. Okay, anyway.
You were talking about anyway? Adam, we were talking about Scotty's pay.
Yeah, but I don't know what that has to do with the end of shows and what their little production marketing thing is.
Yeah,
I don't know
how I got from Scotty to that. Bad robot.
Yeah. Anyway, all I was going to say is he is, I don't even know how he knows what I make.
I don't know that he
but
knows.
But I can tell him this. His what? Statement was not accurate.
His statement is
not
accurate.
I'm
trying to find, why can't I find, I used to have like pay stubs right there.
Oh, I said anyway, and I think anyway is a tag. It's one of those production company marketing. Thank you, Auntie Scott. I think it's one of those, and that's how I got into saying bad robot. But if you're HBO. Anyway.
Pay and tax.
Oh, I'm saying anyway again. Man, I'm anyway is my like tonight.
Dear God.
Anyway, like You know?
So 1,097 take home.
Let's say it was a week.
No, take home. All right. So here.
I can settle this.
I can settle this, Adam. Settle this.
I mean, is he a pro bono attorney?
So no, 2,194. No, that would be what I make. That's not what
you... I mean, think about it. Like 21, you're saying $2,000 a month?
No, a fortnight, two every 2 weeks. So there would be 4,000 and something a month.
No, he said $1,000 a fortnight, which means...
Oh, yeah. 2,194 so a month.
That's as you get older, it's more difficult to get a pro bono. I think I have a rim shot.
Yeah, I don't know.
I thought I had a rim shot. I need a rim shot. Anyway, if it's $1,000 every 2 weeks, it's only $2,000 a month. That's only $24,000 a year. Right? So. And he's always talking about how rich I am, and double 24,000 would only be 48.
26,000 take home.
Okay, because there's a couple of extra paychecks in there, sure. But anyway, either way, though, I mean, think about it, $2,000 a month, and your mortgage payment is probably $1,500 a month. So if he's only making that, you know, I mean, that would not be enough to live unless that's what he's saying. Because what is that an hour?
What's minimum
wage? Let's just...
oh, my God. I have no idea.
Let's look. We'll say 1,000 a week divided by 80.
What's 80?
80 hours, oh. 40 hours a week.
Okay.
That's $12 an hour for an attorney. That can't be right. It cannot, even if it's after taxes and all that, that still cannot be right. People that work at McDonald's make more than that.
But again, I still think it has to do with take home.
I mean, how much does he put in his retirement account?
It doesn't. They have social. They have state health care, which means that everybody's taxes are higher because everybody's paying the part of their taxes. I mean, part of the health care. So it's like they're not going to be like double our taxes, but they're going to be higher than our taxes because we still pay for health care. We just do it outside of our withholdings, right? So when I look at my take home over the year, my take home doesn't include the money that I have to pay for health insurance, right?
I mean, anyway. I said it again. Well, I don't know why I keep saying anyway tonight. What is up with me? And at least I'm not saying like.
So I was going to talk about the camping trip, but I don't know. Do you have a haircut tomorrow or anything?
I do not.
I don't know. And I feel like
Mark is volunteering for like 5 hours tomorrow that I'm just going to be able to take a nap or whatever.
I was at this camping trip on last weekend, and we're at Camp Mars, which I love. I love Camp Mars. It's great.
Yeah.
And it was warm, and that meant that the pool was open really late. So the pool, you know, go out and lay in the pool and you could see like all the stars up in the sky, and everything is really, really, really pretty. Anyway, I was there at camp on Friday night, and I was up at the play area. And there were no tops, Adam. There were no tops to be found. I had the top.
I mean, it's got to be a burden.
I had the top. I was basically because nobody else could top. And it was just like, so annoying. I don't mind topping. Like, you know, I'm verse. It's like, fine, I can top. But it's like, really? Nobody else can, like, do this? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, if that's your only problem, you know?
Saturday night was much better. Saturday night, I was able to, you know, fulfill those other needs. But yeah, there was no.
What does hot dog down a hallway refer to? Is it the looseness of the bottom? Is that what it is?
Yes. like someone who has been fisted is used to having a fist up their ass. So a dick is just like makes no, it doesn't register at all. It's like you might as well be throwing a hot dog down the hallway.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
It's not gonna
wonder what the origin of that saying is, you know, just like the one earlier, the
like all gay sayings, I like to believe that they were created by Leslie Jordan and that you know, he just dispensed them to us as part of our gay heritage.
Could be.
What do you mean? What are you doing? You're not even looking at me. You're looking off on another screen. It's like you're playing solitaire or something.
No. I just wanted to see how much I actually make.
Yeah.
And so I'm going through my bank accounts and looking at how much was deposited last Thursday.
Yeah.
So that is what I'm doing right now.
Got it.
But go ahead. I mean, I'm listening. Anyway? I'm listening. No, I'm not listening.
Anyway,
I'm just listening. I feel like there was a radio person that said I'm listening. Was that Dr. Laura?
Probably. No, that was Dr. Fraser Crane.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah. Fraser. I'm rewatching Fraser right now. By the way, did you ever watch Fraser? Are you have any interest in the Fraser reboot that's coming to
I've seen a few episodes.
Of the original
of Frasier, but I didn't religiously watch it. And I mean, I'm not opposed to watching it, but I feel like if I did, I should go back and, like, you know, watch all the other ones.
It's a well-written sitcom from its time. It holds up fairly well. There's some areas that are a tad misogynistic and some areas that are a tad, you know, off the mark. Oh,
with how woke I am now, wouldn't be able to handle
but,
it.
But for the most part, you know what? I'm enjoying my rewatch of it. I'm up to season 8 or so. But I've been, you know, off and on rewatching. I finally finished the Gilmore Girls, so now I'm rewatching.
Oops, were you watching the Gilmore Girls with Zach?
No, I had to watch that on my own because he doesn't like to binge.
You'd finish it in like...
I mean, the Gilmore Girls was a long...
1935.
I mean, when we're talking about these old shows, when I say there's, you know, 9 seasons of Frasier, that's 9 seasons of 22 episodes a season. It's like, it's you know, it's quite a lot.
Is it because... the whole not binging, is it because he would... If he was going to be sitting in front of a screen that long, he'd rather be playing a game?
Yes.
Is that kind of what it is?
Yeah. Okay. He's not into passive entertainment in that way.
Yeah. Okay.
He finds it boring.
If I could get paid to be a TV watcher,
yeah,
I would be a millionaire. I watch so much TV. Or YouTube. I mean, I kind of count YouTube as TV basically now, so...
I don't make the distinction. I mean, we haven't had cable for a decade.
Do you call... Okay, when you watch something on YouTube, like it's something you're subscribed to, for instance, Good Mythical Morning?
Yes.
Do you refer to it as a show?
Yes.
You do? Okay. Yep. See, I don't think I really ever... I don't think I have a word. I don't think I've ever called them shows. Like Mark Rober has a channel. What is my voice doing? Mark Rober has a channel.
Yeah.
But I don't consider it a show. It's just he does. I don't know. I mean, I guess it is, but
it is.
There's not even a.
Yeah, I don't call that. I mean, I would call like Wheezy Waiter. I wouldn't call those a show, but I would. If I was talking about Wheezy Waiter, I'd be like, yeah, Wheezy Waiter, he makes YouTube videos. But it's like if you're talking about. What was the first example of the show? Good Mythical Morning is designed to be like a show.
That's true.
And so that's what threw me here is like, yes, of course I would call Good Mythical Morning a show because it is designed like a morning show, right? That is what it is.
You know what time it is.
That's right. But just for YouTube in general or for streaming in general, you know, I don't know. I'm all over the mark. You know, all over the map on them, right? It's like I may call
should
them
we,
webisodes.
We should get a wheel. and somehow work a wheel into the show. You know, it works for them.
Is Auntie
right?
Scott?
I mean,
is Auntie Scott still awake?
You just like scroll the wheel. We have the sound and everything, and then I don't know. We select, you know, a different game to play because of what the wheel did. Or
wait, Auntie Scott is awake. Here. I didn't realize how fucking long that thing was until I started playing it back, and I'm just like, oh my god, wait, when does it end?
That's always the way it is. And every time you play it, it gets longer for some reason. I don't know. I don't know how that is, but it magically gets longer.
It's like when I was on the race, I told you guys after the race, what they do is they put all the mile markers much closer together at the front of the race. So that as you're running, they keep moving the mile markers further and further apart as you, you know what? If you were a runner, Adam, you would laugh at that because I'm talking about it feels harder to run mile after mile. It feels harder to run the second mile than the first, or the third mile than the first. Okay, you're still not getting the joke. Never mind. It's, I think I'm going to abandon this now.
Abandon ship.
I thought it was hilarious.
It was.
It wasn't, Adam.
It was. I don't always laugh. For instance, as an example,
yes,
I do get very emotional at Wishes with all the fireworks and everything, aww, but I just don't, I don't cry. Sometimes I'm so taken over by emotions that I just freeze.
Sometimes
when something is funny, I don't laugh because it is so funny that I'm not, I'm just speechless.
Yeah, like, right. Yeah.
Laugh.
Speechless. I cried at Nemo. I remember that. At Animal Kingdom. I cried at
Nemo. Lost Scott 707. He is gone. I thought he was going to say something, but then he dropped out of the channel.
Yeah, he's getting the fuck out of here.
Goodbye, Scott.
I cried at Finding Nemo, the musical at Animal Kingdom.
And the one that we saw?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know I was crying because you looked at me and I like had tears in my eyes. And then
That's right. You cry so often, Daniel, I forget. But yeah, you're right. You were crying. That was one of like five times I saw you cry.
Let me tell you, on Saturday, having gotten up at 2:30 in the morning and then having a panic attack at 3 in the morning and then running a 10K.
I mean, we ate some okay barbecue and I saw a tear come out of one eye.
So wired at that point. It's like we had to go back to the condo to take naps. I had to take a nap. There was no way I could have continued functioning. I was crying at like everything. It's like we're on the safari and there's a giraffe that's like, you know, walking near the truck. And I'm like, oh my God, it's a giraffe. It's so pretty. It's a giraffe. It's like, I was getting overwhelmed just by, mundane things. That picture of me running across the finish line with my hands up.
Yeah.
You can see, let me get to it.
Tears,
and you can see I'm about
little marks.
Yeah, I'm about to cry in that picture. Let me see. I'm gonna post it in the let's see, copy image. Let me post it here in the Discord. There you go. If you look at that picture right there, you can tell I'm choking back tears, man. At that point.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm wondering what the story is of all these people around you.
Well, cut off that dude in the wheelchair right there. So it's like,
they're in that photo forever. They're trapped in this photo forever.
I have Photoshop. You don't think I can just like yank them out of it?
And they don't even know you. You don't know them.
I can probably pull.
What's that lady carrying?
It looks like a water bottle.
Looks like a kettlebell. or something. She's
carrying like a water bottle in her hand there. Yeah. Yeah, these hydration people, man, they are. They're hardcore. She's like, all right, take a water bottle with me. Good. While I'm running, I'm going to drink while I'm running. And it's just like, it's.
Auntie Scott says your undies are showing, but are you talking about that black bit? That's
Those aren't undies. Those are the underlinings of the shorts. Here's my sister crossing the finish line here. She is in the green shirt crossing the finish line. So in the green shirt with the horns that has just crossed the finish line there. That's
my sister. Yeah. I see her. Yeah. She is mid cross.
She is. Yeah, she did not get a lot of good pictures. There's one. Here's one. Let's see. Copy image. Here's a good picture of her on the course.
Oh, are these ones that Disney took?
Yeah, these are the Run Disney photos that they took along the course.
She didn't stop and take a picture with Pluto?
She did not. That was me. I did that because Pluto is awesome.
Garsh.
That's Goofy. That's not fucking Pluto. Here I am at mile marker 6 with Pluto.
With Goofy. What's Pluto?
Pluto.
Pluto?
Pluto.
Or Pluto?
Pluto.
It's a T, though.
You don't over enunciate the T.
Pluto.
Pluto sounds stupid. Pluto. It's
I say Whataburger, and people are like, oh, he's saying Whataburger. Yeah. And, you know, and they want me to say, what a burger.
Yeah.
So I feel like we've got to pronounce things right. So Pluto.
Pluto. Here's a picture of me and my sister afterwards with our medals.
Also, I don't know if we mentioned this on the show. You tweeted, I believe. It couldn't have been you because you don't tweet anymore.
I don't tweet.
But I swear I saw something from you. I thought it was you. Maybe it was someone else that said that retweeted Whataburger telling someone that you pronounce it Whataburger. Yes, that is correct. They spelled it out, Waterburger.
Yeah.
So, and that was the official Whataburger Twitter account that tweeted that.
Wasn't me.
So, maybe.
Here's our picture with Garrett. Oh, there's a choir. There's a choir on the road. They were singing Queen songs.
Sounds like they're just yelling.
Well, they were at that part in the song. They had just gotten to that part in Bohemian Rhapsody. How do you know it was official? It could have been Lauren Boebert.
You know, I don't know. Auntie Scott says the problem with what is that most of us pronounce it what and not what. But it's not. It's part of a word. And also, there are so many Southern people. Most of us is a little presumptuous, isn't it? Well, I'm just saying, Whataburger says that's the way you're so. And why does what sound like I'm adding an R? Why does the way that I'm going instead of why does that make it sound like there's an R there? That makes no sense to me if what you're saying is true. Sir, unhand me.
That was before your feet were tired. That was at the beginning of the day.
Auntie Scott, you and I are the same person. So if you're calling me retarded, then you're also retarded.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I'm just calling it out.
We never got our Tron photos.
Oh, we didn't?
I didn't see them. You know what? I'm in my photos.
Well, I'm just, you know what? We just are depending on the ones you put in the Google Drive anyway, because.
You mean when you met internet? Well, not internet. When you met real life celebrity Daisy Duck?
That was my, you know what? We should have mentioned that. That was my favorite part of the trip.
Was meeting Daisy Duck?
Meeting Daisy Duck. And what's her boyfriend's name? What, weren't there two there?
No, there was just one duck.
There was just one. For some reason, I remember two ducks. I swear, there were two ducks. See, that's a Star Trek reference. I
understood that reference, yes. No, we have our picture made with Daisy Duck. I'm wearing
I could have sworn she had a sidekick.
And here's our pictures in Batu, you know, the artsy pictures that they made in Batu, where we had to stand up against the wall. And like this little twink had us like posing and like, you know, stand up against the wall with your arms crossed and now look over to the left. No, you look this way. No, you. It's like he was all over that place, but he took some good pictures.
Huh. It must be taking a really long time for these to upload if you're if you're intending to put them in Discord, because you talk about a picture and then like a minute later it's showing up in the, so I don't know if you're
I did not put that picture. I was just talking.
Oh,
you didn't
put it. Okay. See, that's what's confusing to me, because you talk and then a picture appeared and I thought it was one that you'd been talking about like a minute earlier or something.
Here, I'm putting a picture in now. There's a picture. Do you see it?
Yeah.
All right. That's with us up against the wall. That little twink like made us stand up against the wall and take this boy band photo there up against the wall. Look at how much my stomach pokes out there. Oh.
Mine too. I mean, I think mine more than yours. Damn it. Ugh.
I mean, I had just run.
And now I'm wearing the Hawaiian shirts.
Right. This is like a proto anti Scott outfit here. It's like not quite full Hawaiian, but
I was about to say a gut and a Hawaiian shirt, and I don't want to say a gut about anti Scott. You just threw that in there right at the wrong moment. Mm-hmm. But I have a gut and a Hawaiian shirt. My face still looks cute though. I mean, yeah, it's in both, man, that's a pretty cute face.
Yeah.
Pretty cute face.
Let's see. So, is this? Oh, here. No, I don't know.
No, I was saying.
I'm not going to post this picture.
Why? Because I don't post anything that I look embarrassing.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Have you seen the on-ride photo for Everest?
Oh, God. If my hair's blowing back, I think, isn't it?
Yes, like all the way back.
Yeah, but not all the way. You realize I have a high forehead. That is not, it's not like, I mean, I don't know what you're thinking, but that my hair system was not blowing back. Uh-huh. No, do not post it. My hair system was not blowing. The front, my hair in the front is my hair. The hair in the front is my hair, okay. And I have a high forehead.
Right. Yeah, okay.
Like a really high forehead.
I got it.
When I go and get my hair cut and they take my hair system off, I still have full hair in the front here.
I like I like this picture because Mark and Adam are in the front seat, and like looks like Adam's got a bug in his eye. Mark's smiling. I'm kind of just chilling in the back seat, and Zach looks like we're about to like literally crash into like he's like Zach is like clinging to the bars.
I'm asleep.
He's scared shitless. These two Chinese girls are apparently dead. So we've got two dead Chinese girls in this car.
Yeah. Why did they put two random girls in the car with us?
Because they have a single rider line.
Well,
so
I know.
Every car goes out filled.
It's like on those Disney cruises when they put you at the same table with some strangers that you don't know.
I know. I hate that shit.
I don't want to sit with strangers.
Fuck strangers, man.
I will say though, I don't know why it was like this. Why this sticks out to me so much. But when Mark and I went on our Europe cruise, we did a chef's table and it only ended up being us and a heterosexual couple. who were probably in their early 50s. They might have been late 40s, but, you know, mid to late 40s, but I think they might have been in their 50s. We had such a good time with them. It was just us and them. And then I, you know, and so now I think I should have gotten their phone number. I don't know why, though. I mean, they live in, they're from Scotland or something. It's not like we would call them up. Anyway. Oh, there I said it again.
Anyway. Yeah, that was we were running the 10K, which is 6.2 miles. So we were doing our monster poses there at the 6.2. That was when we went off and registered our,
Yeah, that's probably right at the time I was asleep.
In the American Adventure?
I was snoozing right then as you were taking your photo with 6.2.
Sad. It's just sad.
Which is kind of the average inches of a male in the U.S.
No.
Five. No, it's five something five probably,
something.
But.
It was not. These are the most hated women in all of Disney. These are the balloon ladies. They're at the back of the...
It's a lot less impressive when you see the photo of them. I mean, I was expecting more, first of all.
You're expecting more balloon?
No, more... Yes, both. Both more balloons and more women.
Right.
I didn't know there was going to be three balloon women for the entire 10,000 racers or something.
Yeah.
I thought there were going to be... And, yeah, I thought they would be holding more balloons, more festive. It's only one color. They don't have multiple colors or anything. No, it's totally does not meet my expectations. Of the balloon ladies.
I'm sorry. I just feel so bad for them because everybody, that was all people were talking about in the corral. It's just like, make sure the balloon, where are the balloon ladies at? It was like every mile that I would stop at and, you know, they had mile markers and I would take pictures of the mile markers and send them out to the group text, which I'm assuming you didn't even see miles 1 and 2. Until after you woke up. Because what time did you wake up?
I didn't see miles 1 and 2 until after I woke up.
Yeah, because I started running at, I can tell you.
Well, how would I have seen miles 1 and 2? I don't quite get.
I started running at 5:46. So,
you're saying even had I been awake in there.
Yeah, you wouldn't have seen these. I put these in the messenger, but you were probably still asleep because it was only like 6 a.m. Right. When I passed mile marker 1. My time, by the way, was an hour and 35 minutes. And that was with stopping to take my picture with Pluto, which there was like a... Pluto. There was like a 10 minute line there. Gosh. So I could have ended the race 10 minutes earlier, but I had a list in my head of photo ops that I would stop for. And of course, Pluto was high on that list. So I would have stopped for Pluto, Stitch,
Perry the Platypus.
God, yes. I would have stopped for
whatever his name is.
Or Phineas and Ferb. I would have stopped for any Phineas and Ferb reference. I didn't stop for any of the Monsters Inc. one.
Who'd they have? Sully? Eugene? No, what's
the... No, on the course, they had the 2319. So they put rare characters out on the course. So you're not going to find, other than like your mainstays, like Chippendale and Pluto and stuff, you're not going to find all the characters that they put out on the course are really rare characters, like characters that are hard to get your picture made with.
But I didn't see any... Well... Actually, you already told us about this. I didn't see any Disney characters because other than Daisy. Every time I say Daisy, it makes me think of the sour cream. Do a dollop, do a dollop of Daisy.
Really?
You know, that's the commercial. That's
a thing? I don't know that. I've had Daisy sour cream, but I did not know.
That's the Daisy commercial. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, we didn't see.
Let's see if I can find a picture.
Here's
a picture of us with
have characters always been a thing that they keep behind lock and key?
No,
I'm trying to think because
in California, they actually kind of walk around more
Yeah, I was going to say, because I feel like I've seen princesses walking around. Yeah,
but because Disney World is so busy and it has so many people, they have to. Because
Disneyland is so empty and no one goes there.
Here's the thing. Disney World,
they can walk around.
There are people that speak all different kinds of languages. And so they may not understand the cast members when they're asking them to do something. It's a very international place. California doesn't have that problem. Disneyland at California is primarily English. And this is our sunburn picture here. This is the, which one is Daisy?
How dare you, Auntie Scott? Which one is Daisy?
This is our sunburn picture. You can see this is
Auntie Scott.
This is at Animal Kingdom on Saturday. So I've already run the race at this point. And you can see I'm kind of flushed red there.
Yes, you are. Auntie Scott, I want to say Haunted Mansion. My favorite part of Haunted Mansion is the floating head in the crystal, in the glass ball or whatever.
It's Madame Leota.
So I want to choke up. I want to see if what is your favorite or hear what your favorite is and see if they match up.
Here you can see our acting skills on display. We were just told to look to our right and look excited. Mark is, oh my God. I'm not sure what Adam's doing. Adam's just like singing or something. I feel like I capture excited with the hands and the thing.
It's a very gay excited.
Yes. Well, I'm wearing my gay shorts and my gay shirt. So, of course I was the token gay.
And somehow Zach is managing to be more gay than you.
And there's my sister just doing a Jolly Green Giant.
I think she's singing as well, and I think she's saying the first line of Oklahoma. Oak, you know,
I am Groot.
That's what it looked like. You know what? Mark is asleep, and I'm singing.
I mean, you're not singing that loud.
That was pretty loud, I feel like, but
I love Holiday. Here's the thing: even though you're my my friend. On the photo app, you know, on the my Disney experience, you're going to have to pull your own ride photo because I don't have access to your ride photos. So like,
the Haunted Mansion, but I don't want the ride. Oh, is there a Haunted Mansion?
Yeah, there's a here's.
Oh yeah. The one.
Yeah. So yours out of your Disney photo thing and then just put it in our shared album so that we'll have it. Because we don't have a Haunted Mansion ride photo of you. And,
I don't know if we got one.
Yeah, you did. Of course you did.
How do you know we did?
Because it's tied to your
You've never gotten the ticket. Tron picks.
No, I didn't get the Tron picks.
Well, so what? I mean.
But that's a virtual queue. So, you know what? The very first time that we rode Tron, we didn't get our Tron picks for like 2 weeks. So I could still maybe get your. Let me go look. I'm gonna go look and see if the Tron picks are in.
You like? I don't even know where to. This app sucks so hard.
Hamburger photos. Just click on the hamburger in the bottom right, and then just photos on that grid.
This is the worst app.
It is.
I don't know what Universal's app is like, but you know, you say Disney does everything better.
They do.
God, if Universal's app is any worse than this,
it is. Yeah, I never got.
I mean, you Tron. Both were like,
we're like what? we play it up because we know where the picture is.
There are no photos of us on Haunted Mansion.
That sucks.
I'm looking right here, and there's nothing. I see yours and Zach's.
Oh, so yours is in ours, but yours. Aww. Well, that's
yeah, there were none.
So there's no proof that you ever rode the Haunted Mansion. Didn't we ride it twice?
Yeah, we did.
We rode it once during the day, and then when Mark joined us after dinner, we went back and rode it with him.
Do they just send you random videos of a safari?
Yeah.
Is it supposed to be video from your actual safari? Because we did not see a kangaroo.
No.
Hopping by.
No.
And they have put a kangaroo in my photo pass. Hopping by. Like, oh, here was your safari. No, it wasn't.
There were kangaroos at the park.
No kangaroo. When I learned that those anthills were concrete, and you told us that,
termite mounds.
Whatever. Yeah. Ant hills, termite hills, whatever. Oh, I was flabbergasted.
No, you weren't.
No, I had really thought, not seriously, I don't think, but I was thinking, wouldn't it be damaging to like bring in termites?
Termites from Africa.
Because because we have like a pest control company that comes and treats our house for, you don't just want to bring, they have structures all over this place. I'm sure they don't want to bring in termites. And then, then they have termite mounds. And then I thought, there are no anteaters either on this. It's been a long time since I've seen an anteater.
An ant? He's an anteater. He's an ant. I'm an anteater. Isn't that the...
In a zoo situation. Oh,
I have not seen an anteater in a zoo.
I mean, I feel like I have seen one, but like maybe one in my life.
Let's see. Is there any other photos I want to exploit here? I feel like we didn't really... I'm grateful for the Disney photo pass because we got a lot of pictures together. None of us had to.
We did
flag down strangers and go like, "Can you take our picture, please?" And not know what you get or whatever. This is, hey, take our picture, and then they just show up in your app, and you can get them and download them. And
yeah, that's good. Do you pay extra for that? I can't remember. Or is
for our pass, we pay $100 extra for ours. So. $100 and we get every photo.
Per person or total?
For the year. For
per person? Per person. Or, yeah, per person. Okay.
And then we get all the photos. So, and honestly, the only reason that we both have it right now is because of the race. Because I didn't know how the race photos worked. So I went ahead and got it on my, because it used to just be on Zach's, because if there was a picture, because we're, since our accounts are linked, my pictures always go to his account anyway, and his pictures go to my account. So we only, one of us needs to have the photo pass thing, because we can just download the photo, right? Like we can just.
Yes.
So only one of us needs to have it, because the other one, you can still see it. It just has a watermark on it. So you can see it, but if you were to download it, it has the Disney watermark on it and stuff. So, sample, 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 whatever, written all over it. But I didn't know how the race photos were. Now that I know how the race photos work, we can go back to just one of us having
it. I see.
Because the race photos just...
No, it was good. Because we wouldn't have any photos together if it wasn't for that.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
So you can remember what we look like. This is totally unrelated, but I don't know why I was thinking about this other than maybe I'm hungry.
But
it is... Auntie Scott, I'm gonna run a recipe by you that I made up tonight.
Just made it up.
You're probably going to think it's horrid.
It's a cooking show.
But I had some fresh green beans that were left over from a salad I had to make for throwing down. But anyway, and I also had some leftover cherry tomatoes, I don't know if they were actually cherry tomatoes, but grape tomatoes, the really small ones. I had a little bit of an onion left. So I had some garlic. So I chopped up the onion and garlic really fine, like minced them really fine, sauteed them a little bit. Then I added the green beans. Then I added the tomatoes, and then I added a little. So I'm trying to watch my oil and butter. So I wanted to add some water to cook it down. So I added a little bit of chicken, this paste I have in the, it's like a bouillon, but it's a paste, a little bit of water. And I reduced that salt. And then and then the piece de resistance, I chopped up some peanuts and put them over, kind of crushed them over the top. So that was my green beans with tomatoes and peanuts. Now that I think about it, it seems like, I mean, not that I'm a huge stoner, Daniel.
Yeah.
But I feel like that recipe just sounds like I was high.
It does.
And then I took some Funyuns and I crunched them up and put them. Actually, they were very good. Green beans are so bland on their own.
How bland are they?
And I felt like I needed to add some flavor to them, but I was trying to avoid a bunch of oil or butter or anything, you know, like
frightened.
That.
You look frightened in this photo. I'm not sure why.
I know I do. She's like, I don't like that one at all.
What was I going to say? I was going to say something. It's going to blow your mind. And I've already forgotten what it was.
I do have some hot Cheetos. I could have crumbled up the hot Cheetos.
I know what it was. Auntie Scott, I would like for you to look at the picture of Zach and I that I posted.
No one is fingering me.
You may not recognize the building back behind us because you are a West Coast citizen. But that is the Haunted Mansion right over Zach's shoulder there, that the Haunted Mansion here in Florida, which is a Gothic exterior instead of the thing. But what I wanted to let you know, Auntie Scott, are you going to let me speak, Adam? Are you going to let me speak?
Well, when you raise your finger like that, I think I am.
Are you done?
I didn't even say anything.
What you may not know about the Haunted Mansion is that one of the designers is very much into chess. And so all of the chess pieces are represented in the architecture of the... So if you look at the pieces up on top of all the peaks, they're all chess pieces. Like the two chimneys up there are actually rooks. And then over the doorway...
You told me that when we were there.
I know, but I'm telling Auntie Scott.
Oh, okay.
And so all of the chess pieces are represented on the Magic Kingdom here in Florida. So
can I tell you why I look like that in that photo? I'll tell you exactly why.
Like you're scared.
I feel like I've been slouching in my photos recently. And I think I'm slouching because I'm trying to like somehow cover my stomach.
And this is your answer to that?
No. So I was thinking I need to stand up straight. And so I was trying to like straighten my shoulders and stand up straight so I wasn't slouching, because I had noticed in a bunch of the pictures I was hunched over.
You're hunched over.
And so I was like, okay, I'm going to put my shoulders back. I'm going to stand up straight. And then the other problem is my smiles don't look natural in photos, hardly ever. I have a very like... You know, you're taking a picture of me. I have trouble with the whole photo smile. So it always looks forced, unless I like make myself laugh or something like that. But my smile in photos always look like someone is like holding a knife to my back or something. Smile, damn it.
actually, they do, now that I'm looking at them here.
Yeah,
they do. Let's see if I
that find is why a, I look like that. Those two reasons.
See if I find a genuine.
A what?
I was trying to find a genuine one, and this one with you giving weird side eye just like popped up on the on the screen. Oh, here you are. This is a very concentrated look. I feel like this is Adam at work. Like, look at how concentrated, look how focused you are there. You're shooting those targets in Buzz Lightyears.
And I thought my score was so good. I had like 33,000. Yours was like 800,000 or something. And I thought, oh my gosh, I've done so good. I hit so many of these targets. And I went for the more, you know, the higher point ones, like Daniel had told me to do and all this. Your score was so much higher than mine.
All right. This looks like a genuine smile. That doesn't look like a forced smile on you.
I mean, it was mostly genuine. Mostly.
This is the only picture where you were standing next to Zach. Maybe you were too close to me.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah. That was it. Or this was before my feet started hurting.
Well, yeah, this is day one.
That could have been. Yeah.
This is the first day. The guns look like uncut weenies? No, they don't. Level 13, I apologize for those of you who are not seeing any of these pictures. You can go over to the Pride 48 Discord channel and scroll up and you can see.
I mean, by the time this level 13 goes out.
That's true. That's true. You're going to have to scroll
be way up. You're going to have to look for April 29th.
Don't put your top and bottom teeth together when you smile. Relax your mouth. All right, you guys can't see the video of him trying to figure out how to do that.
I clench my teeth when I that is relaxed for me. His teeth clenched. I like to have my teeth together.
There was one I posted earlier. If you scroll up, the one in Pandora, it looks like a good smile. Yeah, that one there with the four of us in Pandora. The run right after Daisy. I posted the one with us at Daisy and then the one right after that. Like Daisy, you look scared.
Do a dollop. Do a dollop.
You look scared for your life next to Daisy. And you kind of look scared next to Groot, but I think you were supposed to.
The one after Daisy is forced as well.
Really?
Yeah. Not that I wasn't happy, but it was definitely a... Okay. Wait,
Zach's looks forced. And then mine was genuine, by the way.
I feel like all photographers should have to tell funny jokes and then snap you when you laugh. I think that would be the best.
I was genuinely happy in that photo. Because there I was with my best friend and my boyfriend and my best friend's boyfriend. Here we are at Disney. I just ran a 10K and I'm crying. And it was great. It was great. And then we went back to the apartment and I took a nap and then I felt better. I was so emotional.
I enjoyed our restaurant meal that night too.
Yeah, I feel like that's the thing that annoyed me the most about our trip was the restaurants that we had chosen for you were restaurants that we had eaten at before and really enjoyed. And I feel like Citrico's the first night kind of let us down. Like the meal was not nearly as good this time as it was the first time we ate there. And then Halejo, the tapas restaurant, I was frustrated because they just kept coming up to me and talking. I'm trying to read through the menu to figure out what I want because I knew.
And she was telling you like, and the meat is cured for 6 months and on I'm the just, whatever. And
can I just look, please? Can you just give me a moment? And because we did the same thing you guys did the first time we went there. We just got the chef's table stuff. And I just remember that was so much food and I have to run in the morning. So I don't want anything big. I just want to eat, you know, enough to eat. So but anyway, there at Haleo, I was going to make a point about something and I didn't know what it was. What was I talking
about? Well, you said there was so much food. I'm probably going to say something bad about it. The stupid paella pan.
Oh, yeah. No, the restaurant just kept letting us down. Like, Haleo was good, but, you know, the highlight of your trip was our backup restaurant because the restaurant we wanted to go to on Saturday night, we couldn't get into at a right time. So it's like Yachtsman Steakhouse was like a backup restaurant. That was like a...
You know what we didn't do?
What?
We didn't go to the bar in that
Space
one.
So the...
Which we were going to try to do.
We did try. We just decided not to. So at one point, and you don't remember, but Zach came back over and said, I think it was after Guardians, because at Guardians, he didn't ride Guardians with us because he doesn't ride Guardians. While we were riding Guardians, he went over and checked what the standby was at the Space 220 lounge and then came back. And when he met up with us after Guardians, he told me, he was like, it's an hour and a half wait. And I was like, no, we're not going to do an hour and a half wait.
Oh, I didn't register that. I wasn't paying attention.
We had divided. We had divided and conquered.
I see. You're such a good tour guide that it was seamless. You and Zach were working together in concert. Like,
you don't know all of the stuff happening
behind the scenes. Probably at some point you guys were going using that tunnel underneath to make sure
you don't realize all the things were in place. Weeks of work that we put into all of these things, making sure that every moment that you spent at Disney,
I believe you,
was magic.
I felt the magic. I did.
Yeah, in your feet. Anyway, I think we're done.
It's funny how you announce that. We just hit a certain point and you're like, I think we're done.
No, I just feel like, you know, I'm going to have to go pee and do some stuff, and it's almost 2 and
it is.
I got house projects to do this weekend. I've got IKEA furniture to put together, and
Tomorrow, I don't know if you noticed this.
I still have this damn Christmas tree up back behind
me. I do notice that.
I bought a new bookshelf for this room, and I don't want to do anything until I build the new bookshelf.
I see. I'm going to do as little as possible tomorrow because Mark is... We'll go to our restaurant of the week tomorrow night.
What is it? What is the restaurant?
I don't know. It's my turn too. I've got to pick something.
Also, have you guys looked into finding a race during Christmas time or during between Christmas and New Year's? I mean, between Thanksgiving and Christmas?
We have not. He mentioned it, but I'm not a racer, so...
No, not you, Mark.
He did. I don't know how many times he switches to like a walk. I don't know what he does.
That doesn't matter.
I was going to say he's a runner. Well, he used to be a runner when I first met him, and he got up to a 45-minute run last week.
Wow.
Now, I don't know if I assume it's mostly all running or like all jogging, but
yeah, probably because he's in much better shape than I am. Eventually, I will be able to run.
My knees and...
Oh, your knees. Your poor knees.
So there's a 5K.
You know, running and walking and running, you know, like doing interval training will actually help your knees because it'll strengthen the tendons and the muscles around them as you build up your... You just don't want to overdo it.
So, Daniel, you might be in luck.
What? What do we got?
December 2nd, so it's a little bit earlier than you normally come.
Yeah.
By like a week.
What is it? Give it to me.
There is Bentonville Running Series Freedom Frosty 5K.
Freedom Frosty.
Yeah.
5K. All right. It's
in Bentonville, Arkansas, December 2nd.
December 2nd.
Yeah.
And what is it, like $25, $20?
Oh, I'll have to click on details here.
Freedom Frosty.
It doesn't list a price here. I might not be on their official page. Hold on, there's a Freedom Frosty 5K. Register by November 1st. Packet pickup is on December 1st.
Yeah.
They don't list a price.
It's infinite money.
It's $30.
$30.
Yeah.
Do you get a shirt and a medal or just the medal? Because that's pretty much what you're paying for with the $30. It's all right, Adam. I'll look it up.
It's not clear. I would have to read the whole thing.
Most races, at the very least, the races will give you a bib and a medal, right? That's the very least. But a lot of races will also give you a shirt. So, especially when you're talking about a $30 5K in Arkansas, it's probably a shirt and a medal. Like our Christmas 5K.
I don't think it says what you get.
It's fine. But so, yeah. So ask Mark if he's interested in running that and maybe we'll do that. Maybe we'll, what is December 2nd? What does that fall on? December 20, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. December 2nd is a Saturday. Oh, but that means we'd have to fly on Thanksgiving week. Wait, when is Thanksgiving this year?
Isn't it the last Thursday in November?
Yeah, but that's the 30th. So would it be as late as the 30th? I always thought that Thanksgiving was in the 20s for some reason. But maybe?
Well, it's, yeah. I think it's, I always think of 28.
Here's Google. I can just ask Google.
It's the 23rd, Daniel. It's the 23rd.
Thanksgiving.
So maybe it's the fourth Thursday in November. It's okay, the 20th.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So that means, yeah, we can might do that because we could just first find out if Mark wants to do it. And then, because okay. I think what we do, because if Thanksgiving's the 23rd, then yeah, we could go up, you know, Wednesday, do Thursday at his mom's, Friday at his dad's, and then be at your guys' for Saturday and Sunday.
I'll ask him.
Don't you like how I just invite myself to your house and just assume that there will be a room available for me? And
there's just assume, Daniel, there's always a room available for you. Sometimes we're not here, but we normally take a trip Thanksgiving.
Sorry, you got a keypad on your garage. You can just tell me the numbers.
But I feel like I told my mom we would not do that this year. Like we would be home for Thanksgiving this year.
Well, but that's the 23rd.
Because did we miss? No, we didn't miss Christmas. We missed. I think we missed. Oh yeah, I did. Because
we were on a Thanksgiving cruise last year.
Yeah, my relatives are feeling neglected because Mark and I haven't. The only time my relatives get together is Thanksgiving, all of them. And so mom said, oh, okay. I was like, well, we're going on a cruise. Sorry. And she said, next year, promise me that you'll like be here for Thanksgiving. So, yeah.
So
we won't be traveling because mom already made me promise. Yeah. So
promise your mom. All right. Say goodnight.
All right. We're done. I think we're done. Anyway, I think we're done.
Yeah, I think we're done.
I think we're done. Okay.
Good night.
Good night, chat room.